Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
More pink slips possible for Ford.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. 6,000 more jobs hang in the balance when Ford Motor Company's board meets this week. Originally, the company said it would cut 34,000 jobs, or a quarter of its North American workforce. Now the Detroit Free Press says the company might cut 6,000 more positions. No comment from Ford. The auto company has lost almost $1.5 billion in the first half of the year alone. The price of oil is still falling. At one point this morning, U.S. light crude dropped more than 40 cents and slipped below $66 a barrel. Members of the oil-producing group OPEC meet in Vienna today. But as Stephen Beard reports from the European desk, they're not expected to push up prices, at least not yet.
The temptation for OPEC to cut production and squeeze supplies is pretty strong. Crude prices have now fallen to a five-month low, due, among other things, to the continuing ceasefire in Lebanon. Oil producers who've been reveling in a price of well over $70 a barrel can't be happy. But oil traders are not expecting OPEC to cut their output today and try to push prices back up again, at least not for the time being, says Rob Lachlan of Man Financial.
There's a certain feeling within the cartel that they are obviously trying to support the rest of the world through the summer months, but they've made it fairly clear that a cut in production is likely at the next meeting, which will be in December.
He says that although the market's been pushing crude prices lower, traders are nevertheless bracing themselves for a bounce back. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
U.S. gas prices are also falling. The price at the pump has slipped nearly 22 cents in the past 2 weeks. The national average is $2.65. That's about 35 cents less than a year ago at this same time. The stocks rose a bit on Friday following two losing sessions, but looking at the big picture, the market lost ground during the week that was shortened by the Labor Day holiday. One reason for the losses during the week was concern over inflation and what will happen with interest rates. The Dow rose 60 points to 11,392. The Nasdaq climbed 10 points to 2165, and the S&P was up 4 points to 1298. This is Marketplace. Microsoft's new operating system, Vista, should be ready for customers by early next year. But Jason Parr reports some customers may not be ready for the new software.
One of Vista's new features is the ability to tailor its capabilities to the capabilities of the host computer. The idea is to allow the operating system to work as well as possible while omitting non-essential functions such as new graphics that would slow down older computers. Joe Wilcox is with Jupiter Research. He says customers with older computers may question whether upgrading to Vista is worth the money.
The problem is the non-essential stuff tends to be things that people do notice. And the new look and feel is what really differentiates it, you know, from Windows XP. And if that differentiation is gone, some of the initial appeal will be lost with it.
Wilcox says the issue could be a marketing headache for Microsoft as customers realize Vista won't operate the same on all computers. In Seattle, I'm Jason Parr from Marketplace.
You're listening to American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting communities through grant-making, volunteers, employee giving, and creative partnerships. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Today, as it is done every September 11th, Cantor Fitzgerald will host a memorial service in New York City's Central Park. The brokerage lost more employees in the World Trade Center attacks than any other company, 658 people. Since then, Cantor has donated a quarter of its profits to help family members who were left to cope not only with the grief, but in many cases, the loss of income. Most families also applied to the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. The fund set up by Congress awarded an average $2 million to families of 9/11 victims. Jane Policino lost her husband, Steve.
At the time of 9/11, we married for 23 years. My wedding anniversary is April 1st. Only Steve could have gotten away with getting married on April 1st. But it was available, and why not? He always had like a why not attitude. He was always always making even the most mundane things an adventure. Even his daily ride from here to the train station, he made into an adventure. So he got this Jeep that he liked, and, you know, this to me, that Jeep is, if I had to take an inanimate object and say, this is Steve, that's the Jeep. And I just couldn't get rid of it. And I won't. As far as the Victims' Compensation Fund is concerned, it was really the only game in town, so to speak. You know, certainly we had the right to sue people, and yeah, you know, there would be some litigation, but it would take forever. If I was concerned, and I still am, with my family, this was what I needed to do. I mean, this was the file that my lawyer gave me, the folder. And it's just, you know, I look at this and I get like a sick feeling in my stomach of things that I did. We were answering questions like, how much time did your husband spend shaving in the morning, showering, grooming, so that those minutes of the day were subtracted from his quality time with family. Crazy stuff like that. The fund actually expected to, and they did, award younger children more than older children, because the older children had more time with the parent. They're trying to really put a value on how much time he spent with us and what we would be missing. Hour to hour, minute to minute, literally. In the mornings, I would sit at the computer, crying your eyes out, trying to figure out how you're going to present your husband in a way that's going to, you know, factor into a dollars and cents thing. Basically, what was awarded to us was what my husband would have made had he continued at his job. Things staying the way they were. To me, that was fair. I haven't gotten in that mindset that I have money to spend. And yes, maybe I can be a little bit more relaxed with my spending, but if you're going to decide you're going to do something, you second guess it. You know, well, maybe I shouldn't. Or what is it going to seem like? What are they going to think? The whole fund, I feel, is misunderstood. We didn't just get handed this money. I think people just think it was a gift from them to make us feel better. Far from the truth, far from it. People need to know that as a result of signing up for the Victims' Comp Fund, we gave up our rights to sue. People call it blood money. You know, well, yeah, I guess it was. I mean, we were kind of shut up by it. And if I didn't have to, like I said, take care of my kids, I would have loved to have been able to try to, you know, take on a crusade and hold somebody, a ton of people, accountable.
Marketplace's Amy Scott produced our story. In Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.